This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
And first of all, in our farm news on this Friday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat trading at 881, up 12 and a half. March wheat trading at 893, up 12 and a quarter. December corn trading at 767 and a half, up 6 and 3 quarter. March corn trading at 764 and a half, up 5 and a quarter. November soybeans now trading at 1553 and 3 quarter, up 8 and a quarter. January beans trading at 1555, up 8 3/4. The overnight crude oil market, a nickel higher at 92.58. The Brent crude, 30 cents higher at 112.72. The December gold contract, $9.60 lower at $1,735.10. The U.S. dollar index, 0.041 higher at 79.408. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 868 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. March wheat ended at 880 and 3 quarter, up 12. May wheat ended at 884 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. December corn yesterday ended at 760 and 3 quarter, up 15 and a quarter. March corn ended at 759 and a quarter, up 14 and a half. May corn ended at 754, up 14 and 3 quarter. November soybeans yesterday, 1545 and a half, up 36 and a quarter. January beans ended at 1546 and a quarter, up 38. March beans ended at 1519 and 3 quarter, up 35 and a half. December soybean meal yesterday ended at 46330, up 86. January meal 45870, up 96. March meal ended at 44790, up 95. December soybean oil yesterday ended at 52.30, up 127. January oil, 52.70, up 128. And March oil ended at 53.16. That was up a dollar and a quarter. December oats yesterday, 3.94, down 1 3/4. March oats ended at 3.98, down a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with today's grain market report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended sharply higher today. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 15 higher at 736 to 752. Soybean bids were up 34 to 44 cents at 15.13 to 15.35. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 12 to 18 higher at 7.46 to 7.70, and soybean bids were up 36 to 38 cents at 15.27 to 15.40. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 12 to 16 higher at 7.29 to 7.73. Soybeans were up 33 to 38 cents at 15.21 to 15.35, and the wheat bids gained 8 to 19 cents at 8.32 to 8.59. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 36 cents at 15.51 to 15.61, while basis ended steady at 5 to 15 over November. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis ended $8.60 per ton higher at $4.74.30 to $4.86.30. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids up 15 cents at $7.66 to $7.76, with basis also steady today at 5 to 15 over December. And the dried distiller grains ended steady today, ranging from $2.65 to $2.95 per ton. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 14 to 16 cents higher at 752 to 756. With basis ending mixed at 925 under December. Soybean bids were up 32 to 33 cents at 1536 to 1541, with basis down 3 to 4 cents at 9 to 5 under November. And wheat bids for July 13 delivery up 10 cents at 813 to 817, with basis ending steady at 34 to 30 under July. That concludes our grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, December hogs 78.85, down 32. February hogs ended at 85.32, up 35. April hogs 90.85, up 85. October cattle yesterday ended at 126.22, up a dime. December cattle 128.05, up 45. February cattle, 131.42, up 30. October feeder cattle yesterday, 146.85, down a dime. November feeders, 149.12, down 15. January feeders, 150.65, down 7. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, barrels and gelts on a carcass basis are running $1.19 higher, with a base price range of $79.01 to $89 and a weighted average of $82.15. The Illinois Direct Barrel and Gelt Market is steady to week today at $56 to $60. Receipts in Illinois, 13,341 head. Illinois Direct Slaughter sows are trading mostly $1 to $2 higher. Sows under 400 pounds, 36 to 42. 4 to 500 pounds, 38 to 45. Over 500 pounds, 42 to 48, a few up to $50. Today's estimated sow receipts, 525 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with mostly light demand and light to moderate offerings. The calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was down 92 cents at $87.79. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday was 431,000. That's down 3,000 from a week ago and up 2,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total is 1,731,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Thursday, 121,000. That's up 1,000 from a week ago, but down 4,000 from a year ago. Week-to-date total, 497,000. In the afternoon national slaughter cattle review on Thursday, the trading has been limited on light demand in Nebraska and Iowa, Minnesota. Confirmed negotiated sales in all the major feeding regions, 2,191 head. Choice steers and heifers on a live basis at 124 to 124. A few choice steers reported on a dress basis at 194. In the USDA estimated box beef cutout values, those values were higher on choice and steady on select. Choice carcass up 110 at 196.81, with a select up 13 at 180.88. There were 125 fab loads today and 43 trim loads. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction on Wednesday, there was 272 head. Choice slaughter steers, 120 to 126. Choice slaughter heifers at 120 to 125. Breaker slaughter cows, $80 to $85. Boners, $70 to $75. Lean slaughter cows, $60 to $68.25. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls at $79 to $86.25. At the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, receipts totaled 480 head. Choice slaughter steers 119 to 123 with that's 119 to 123. Selected choice at 114 to 117.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers 110 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers 118.50 to 123.50. The selected choice heifers at 115 to 120.50. The opening report for the Walnut Livestock Auction has 300 estimated receipts at 307 head. Choice steers and heifers on were selling mostly steady to a dollar higher. Holstein steers $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers 120.25 to 125.75. Choice slaughter choice Holsteins at 106 to 112.50, and choice slaughter heifers 118.75 to 124.75. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.88, up a half. For block cheese, $2, down a dollar. For barrel cheese, $1.91¾, down one. And for Class 3 milk, the spot price ending yesterday, $21.04. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.45. For November, $7.47. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.45. And for November, $7.47. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.28. For November, $15.45. Wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.17. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.45. Corn at Scottville, $7.45. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.28. Wheat at Scottville, $8.17. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Hawkeye Steel at Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar showing scattered light showers around the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Now is a good time to get your lawn ready for the winter. FS offers an application for broad leaf control with fertilizer in October for a fall weed, and feed to control any fall dandelions, wild violet, and chickweed. To get your lawn ready for winter, they offer a late fall fertilizer spread in November. This application will help store food for your lawn through the winter months and will help give you that early green up in the spring. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy with Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company.
Across mid-Illinois for your Friday, cloudy skies with a chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 50s, south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 40s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy skies, the high in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the low 50s, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Over the past 24 hours, a trace of precipitation here at the Weather Center. Right now, southwest winds at 8 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady. We have cloudy skies, 45 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and early detection saves lives. Carlinville Area Hospital offers digital mammography, offering less radiation, a shorter exam time, and a more accurate diagnosis. This technology increases cancer detection rates and brings more comfort to you, the patient. And your results are interpreted by radiologists who specialize in digital mammography. Call Carlinville Area Hospital at 854-3141, extension 303. Schedule your mammogram in October for any time in the next 12 months and save $10. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare, close to home.
And in our farm news today, Thursday evening, an open house was held at the David Klaus Farm north of Carlinville for a new 2,800 head wean to finish hog shed. And we talked to David Klaus about it.
Well, I'm not sure when we're going to put pigs in it, but the pigs are filled up, and there'll be about 2,500 to 2,800 in here. So it'll be full.
Now, when you get them, they're wieners, right?
Correct. They're about 3 weeks old.
And you keep them until they're about 250, 270 pounds, and about how old are they?
5.5 to 6 months old, and they'll weigh 260 to 280.
Now, the facility you have here, how deep is the pit underneath?
It's an 8-foot pit, and it'll hold a year's supply, and we'll haul it out in the fall and put it on the fields after harvest.
And will you be able to do that this year?
No, there won't be anything in there this pit, but our other buildings, we will, yeah, that we'll be able to get that out. And
how many buildings do you have here?
We have five buildings total now. The others are not as big as this one, but we have about 4,000 head capacity on the other buildings.
Now, the feed for these buildings, how much, when all the feeders are full, how much can they hold?
The feeds can hold approximately 300 pounds apiece, and there's 20.
I meant the big feeders outside.
Yeah. Oh, the bulk bins outside will hold 26 ton. That'll last a week if they're, when the pigs get bigger, they'll go through that in about a week.
Now, how's the process that these little feeders in here are filled? Do they do that automatically?
Yeah, they're on a timer, and we can set them to run however many times a day we want. That way, if something were to happen, why, it would shut off and not empty the whole bulk bin, but they're done automatically by a timer.
Now, do you have a backup electricity in case the electricity goes out?
Right now we don't, but we're in the process of putting in an automatic generator so that there will be electricity.
So when you pump the waste out of the floor in there, you only do that like once or twice a year, you say?
Once a year is what the goal is. So it should hold, it should be large enough to hold over about 14 months capacity.
And that was David Klaus at the open house at his new hog shed at his farm north of Carlinville. And right now we'll update the area livestock markets. We join Kent McFarland of the Department of Agriculture, and he gives us the results of the Shelbyville livestock market.
Estimated receipts, 332 head. Compared to last week, choice slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1 to $2 higher. Holstein steers, $1 higher. Choice slaughter steers, $119 to $123, with select and choice steers, $114 to $117.50. Choice Holstein slaughter steers, $110 to $113. Choice slaughter heifers, $119 to $123.50. Select and choice at $115 to $118.
Now we'll update the results from the Greenville livestock auction.
Receipts total 401 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $1 higher. Slaughter cows unevenly steady. Slaughter bulls $2 higher in a light test. Choice slaughter steers $119 to $125. Select and choice $114 to $119. Choice Holstein slaughter steers $110.25 to $115.75. Choice slaughter heifers at $119 to $122. And select and choice heifers $115.25 to $119. Breaker slaughter cows at $80.50 to $83.50. Boners $77.50 to $82.50. Lean slaughter cows $65.50 to $72.50. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls $82.50 to $90.50. This is Kent McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The time has finally arrived for producers in the northern two-thirds of the Corn Belt to consider applying nitrogen for next year's crop. Todd Gleason has some advice from the University of Illinois.
Let's start with the hard and fast rule for fall-applied nitrogen in the form of anhydrous ammonium. Here's Illinois soil fertility specialist Fabian Fernandez.
We recommend that people wait until temperatures in the soil 4 inches below the surface are 50 degrees, because at that point the activity of the bacteria is reduced substantially.
Don't even think about applying anhydrous ammonia until the 4-inch soil temperature is steadfastly at 50 degrees and dropping. That rule applies even if an inhibitor is used. Rule 2 for nitrogen application to corn is to use the online in-rate calculator.
In terms of rates, we always recommend going to the nitrogen rate calculator, the corn nitrogen rate calculator, and Googling in-rate calculator. You will find that link. It's the first link. It's a website housed at Iowa State University, but all the data for Illinois comes from research done in Illinois, over 400 site years of data. So a very robust set of data. And using the price of corn and nitrogen, determining the optimum nitrogen rate. That's for a total nitrogen rate. But one of the things that I would definitely encourage farmers is to look into the possibility of splitting the application.
It's not necessary, or even the best use of nitrogen, thanks Illinois' Fabian Fernandez, to apply all the N for next year's crop right now.
We don't have to apply all the nitrogen in the fall. We don't have to apply all the nitrogen in the spring. It's possible to apply a portion of the nitrogen now in the fall if the soil conditions or the place where you are is conducive to that, and then reserve the remainder of the nitrogen to be applied later in the spring, either as pre-plant or side dress application.
There has been a trend in Illinois and other Midwest corn-producing states to apply enough nitrogen in the fall to get the corn crop up and growing, but to wait and make the big push during the spring. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The American Farm Bureau Federation has released its third quarter market basket survey. Deputy Chief Economist John Anderson explains the findings in this report from the Farm Bureau's Jana Miller.
Shoppers paid about 2% more for groceries during the third quarter, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation's quarterly market basket survey.
Primarily, the increase was driven by a handful of items, some breakfast-related items, egg, for instance, and apple. Other than that, a fairly stable market basket. And while the quarter-to-quarter number was up, if you look at where the market basket value is compared to a year ago, it's actually down a little bit.
American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says that might come as a surprise to those who have heard about the severity of the drought throughout much of the country, but it's too early for consumers to really feel the pinch.
There's some fairly long lags involved between when we see an effect at the farm level in raw commodity prices and when we expect to see that show up in food prices. So even though there's been a lot of talk about drought, and certainly the drought has been the major event in commodity markets this summer, it's really way too early to expect to see that show up in the retail price of finished food products.
And it might also surprise some to realize some food items actually dropped in price.
Some of our meat items actually went down year over year, even though there's been a lot of talk about meat shortages and meat prices going up. Actually, we have had some sizable increases in meat production recently. That's really keeping a lid on retail meat prices. Now, as we look ahead to next year, we may see the effects of some production cutbacks coming into the market. But for the next quarter or two, we may actually see increases in production that hold prices steady or maybe even move them down.
Jana Miller, Washington.
6:31 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. For the first 8 months of the year, U.S. pork exports are up 2% in volume and 8% in value.
So we're at a little over $4 billion in value for the year, which last year in total we were a little bit over six. So we're doing well compared to 2011.
With U.S. hog prices low, Pork Checkoff Assistant Vice President of International Marketing Becca Hendricks says foreign buyers have been able to react quickly and purchase U.S. pork at attractive levels. The swine industry is dealing with difficult economic times, but Ms. Hendricks says the global demand for U.S. pork remains strong.
Well, Japan is still our number one value customer. Mexico, their number one volume customer. Then we've got other kind of situations in some of the Asian countries where their domestic hog populations are increasing, so we're not able to be as competitive, but always looking at how we can market better, how we can get through some of the trade access issues that face us constantly.
For the year, U.S. pork sales to China are up 11%, and 2011 was a record year for U.S. pork exports. For more information, go to www.pork.org. In other news, the state's producers of corn, soybeans, sorghum, alfalfa, hay, and other row crops will soon be receiving a survey of county-level yield estimates from the Illinois Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. The NASS began mailing about 8,300 questionnaires Wednesday. Information collected during this survey is used to set individual crop county estimates for all major producing counties in Illinois, according to Brad Schwab, director of the Illinois Field Office. This year's drought-driven jump in hay prices and the generally weak economy has wrecked the horse market. Also across the country, the drought and hay prices are being blamed for increases in horse neglect and abandonment. Agricultural economists say the crop insurance program could cost $15 billion this year as the result of the drought. That price tag could make crop insurance a bigger target for reforms as Congress looks for ways to cut government spending. While the government and industry want to wait until late fall when harvest is ending to estimate costs, it's reported that $2.6 billion has been paid so far in 2012 for crop indemnities. The Environmental Working Group has argued crop insurance favors big farmers and is in need of reform. Craig Cox of the EWG believes the rising cost will bring more attention to the issue. But American Farm Bureau Federation economist John Anderson argues without insurance or low levels of participation, there would be an outcry for intervention this year to deal with the effects of the drought. He says it would likely result in one of the biggest ad hoc disaster programs they've ever had, but notes there has been no call for that. Anderson adds that the availability of this insurance, the government involvement in this insurance, allows farmers to operate at a higher level than they otherwise would if they were having to take on all the risk of farming on their own. He says consumers benefit. It's coming up on 6:35 on this Friday morning from WSMI FM 106. Remember, October is Pork Month. Coming up Sunday, the Mount Zion Lutheran Church of Litchfield will have their annual ham dinner, serving from 11:30 until 2, and we have two tickets available. Email me at randy@wsmiradio.com. Once again, randy@wsmiradio.com. Email me for two tickets for the Mount Zion Lutheran Church ham dinner coming up Sunday from 11:30 until 2. We'll draw a winner later today. I will notify you via email, and the tickets will be available at the door at the dinner on Sunday. So once again, email me at randy@wsmiradio.com. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.